The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about boredom. In the last few months, a lot of people may describe themselves as having been bored. Lockdown was a period of enforced time in which we weren't able to have our usual liberty to live life as we usually do. Right now, elements of lockdown are still with us for reasons very necessary to our health and well-being. It's said that boredom is a signal we're not engaging with the world around us in a meaningful way. That thought really interested me, as I never really thought about boredom in that way at all. I read in the national press the other day about fear of boredom, becoming a new issue for many people due to the lockdown, sort of enhancing feelings of boredom. That's very worrying indeed. A great deal of studying has been done over the years, and actually, after reading some of it, it's been quite a revelation to me. Indeed, some academics believe that boredom is essentially a particular scourge of modern life, and that it's linked intrinsically with monotony. There is an awful lot of research being done with the subject of boredom. And do you admit to feeling bored? Would it embarrass you to do that? And what does feeling bored mean to you? Everyone is different, so what is it that actually encourages boredom? It seems to me, after reading round this subject, that boredom is something which is so unique to every individual. If something's meaningful to you, you're less likely to become bored. So, how can you alleviate boredom? As I mentioned just now, doing something meaningful can help to alleviate boredom. Here are some other tips which you may find helpful. What do you do when you feel bored? Do you eat something just because? I know I do. Watch TV for hours or something else? Do something that excites or inspires you. Have a plan of things you can do if you feel bored. You could make a special box of activities to do to alleviate your boredom. Make your life interesting and channel your creativity. Try to weave in something interesting into your daily life, such as learning something new, or perhaps learning a new language, whilst you have downtime in your day. Give yourself a focus for the day. Give yourself permission. Let yourself do those things you want to do. Obviously, the critical things in your day need to come first, but make time for the other things too. Relish your ability to give yourself permission to do those other things. Do some free writing. Empty your brain with a spot of free writing. Spend 15 minutes or so just writing. Any words will do. Just whatever comes to mind as you write. Free yourself. If some things are perhaps becoming a bit mundane and cause boredom for you, have a think. Do you need to do them? Can you consign them to the not doing any more list? Think positively. Whenever boredom strikes, look for the things in your life that foster positivity in you. Be grateful for who you are and what you have in life and work with that to move forward. Have a chat with someone. We're blessed with access to many ways to communicate with others these days. Connect with someone. Who knows, you may help to alleviate someone else's boredom too. Find your own ways to deal with boredom in case it jumps up to bite you. Have strategies ready to deal with it, and hopefully boredom will not stay with you too long. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.